The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce is your source for business-to-business connection in Wallingford and North Haven. Since 1915, the Chamber has been serving your community with business promotion, networking opportunities, themed events, and a complete resource of business and organizational supports. Join the Chamber today. Call 203-269-9891 or go online at www.quincham.com. QUINNCHAM.com. The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce. And welcome to another edition of the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast. These are programs that we bring to you to sort of highlight some of the institutions, businesses, nonprofit organizations, government entities, and the people who make our community work well on behalf of our business community and the entire community serving Wallingford and North Haven. And in Wallingford, we have a special gem that comes your way during the course of the year. It's the Wallingford Magazine, chock full of history, photographs, connections to many of our great businesses that advertise, and a spirit-filled publication. And the editor who puts it all together, writes it up, longtime business owner here in Wallingford, very invested with the Chamber of Commerce in our community, is Taryn Granucci, our neighbor and friend who joins us in this program today. Taryn, it's great to always have you here with the Chamber of Commerce.
Great to be here.
Well, let's talk, if we can, just starting a little bit about the magazine itself. I mean, you've done 35 issues, I think, something like that, 35 issues in the history.
Yep.
That's a lot of issues.
Yeah, we do five a year, one for each season and a holiday issue. And so we started in 2015, and I'm working on number 36 right now. So that's where we are.
Very colorful and very attractive over the course of doing this since 2015. So the magazine goes out primarily around Wallingford. It is about the town of Wallingford, and the articles are about many of the things, happenings going on with our spaces and places here in town. So who receives this magazine?
We go to 18,000 homes in Wallingford, which are all the homes on the post office residential routes. And sometimes people don't get them for one reason or another. So we also drop off quantities at the public library and at some breakfast places where people find them on a counter. So our hope is that everybody in town gets them. And when they come out, I also hand deliver them to all the advertisers. So they all have it. If they don't live in town, they might not get it. So I try to make sure everybody who would care about it gets it.
Well, in our chamber offices, we are very proud to keep back issues as well, because sometimes, especially in the articles about the history, about people who make Wallingford a great place to work, live, and play, those people are featured in your magazine. We like to pull them out and hand it to someone from time to time. So it's great to receive them here at the Chamber of Commerce office. And just wondering, Taryn, when you sit down and think about, okay, in this edition, what are we highlighting? In this edition, what content are we coming up with? How do you actually choose the stories and the content?
Well, I keep lists of content that we didn't have room for in past issues, content that we're not sure we have room for in the next issue, and try to come up with a medley, a mix of the variety of types of content, whether it's a story about a person, story about an organization, history of the town. There's so many subjects that are fun, and to me, it's exciting to be able to show people things they might not ever have known or never would know if it weren't for the magazine. So I feel like it's such an opportunity to try to deliver as much as I can to the people of our town. And my motto is, I bring Wallingford to Wallingford.
I bring Wallingford to Wallingford. It says it all. One of the things that you do have a considerable amount of, and it's great to sort of finger and paw through the magazine each edition, are the advertisers and the supporters that make the magazine work. And let's talk about these advertisers and how they find a spot to get in each edition.
Well, most advertisers sign on for at least five issues. We have a three price rate card. If you buy one ad, it's a little bit more expensive than if you buy three or five. So most people buy the five issues, so they have the lowest price that we can offer. And then they choose the size of their ad, which could be a quarter page or a third of a page, a half a page, which could be horizontal or vertical. And then there's a full page. And then there's the inside cover, the back cover. So there's a lot of options. The placement of the ads, our graphic designer, Susan, is remarkably talented. She's been doing this for 40 years or more. She had a family business to put out a Penny Saver up in Southington. So she really gets how to make it look great. And she doesn't want anyone's ad just shoved away in a corner. But obviously there are many corners in the magazine. So she tries to make it fit best. And often people's ad will be on the same page in each issue. Just it works that way and it's easy. That's fine.
And it's a colorful magazine. The graphics are really very nice.
Yeah. We have a special section in many of the issues called Uptown Magic. We do special sections for Roll, for Celebrate Wallingford. And Susan, again, she changes the background in those sections each time so that it looks new and fresh and different. And it groups a bunch of advertisers together geographically, which is kind of a benefit to everybody too.
So many of the stories involve Wallingford history, this very interesting community, very diverse community with industry and farming and a world-class, internationally known prep school that's right here in the heart of the community, and longstanding civic organizations like Masonic Care, for example. When you put the Wallingford history together and considering how do you choose what to put in and keep it so consistently interesting?
Well, I always want to have a mix, so it's not just one sort of article after another. And in my magazine, some of our articles are fairly large. Some of the other magazines tend to use just like one page articles. But if I have a story that's about a person, such as Kelly Rodman, who died this past year in her 30s and was an agent for the New York Yankees. It was a phenomenal story. And I had Joe Pager. I worked with him and with Jen Mead, who was a great friend of Kelly's, to put this whole story together. And it was a huge story. And I was so glad that we could fit the whole thing in the magazine. And I had more and more people call and rave about that issue because so many people knew her and were so impressed to learn all these things. It's really about bringing information about history and information that most of us would never find on our own. So I feel like it's just finding it as a mix of everything to make everyone happy to read the magazine. So
unusual stories too, almost as unusual as the elephant buried near the electric plant at Wallingford in the late 1940s. A lot of anecdotes, a lot of interesting history.
Yeah.
So when we think about the history of some of the businesses, I mentioned Masonic Care, which has been up on the hill for over 120 years. Think of Allnex, which was American Cyanamid, an industrial resin coating company right off of Route 5 in the southern part of Wallingford. You just featured Allnex in the holiday edition too. A lot of the companies are contemporary, but I think sometimes we might forget they may have a 70, 80, or 100-year history, and you featured Allnex.
Yeah, and I just, Steve Knight, who's a writer for the Record Journal, and he writes articles for me, and he's got town history, he was a town councilor. He and I just went down, had a tour and a meeting of Nucor, and I learned more in 2 hours down there than I ever would have dreamed was true about this company. It's a phenomenal company. So we're going to put together a story about Nucor. The question is, which issue do we run it in? And I always try to consider whether it makes a difference, because sometimes there's something else in the magazine that would complement that. and so on. It's about people. That company has 150 employees, and about 100 of them are Hispanic, and about, I think, 120 are Wallingford residents. They just, it's really, I was so impressed with their culture and everything about it that I never would have known, and most people never would know, ever, unless they happen to work there or know somebody who worked there. So I'm bringing an amazing story to the town of Wallingford about this amazing company that's got deep roots, and they're one of the biggest steel manufacturers in the world.
That's right. Nucor Steel is international. Allnex has international ties as well. There's BIC, USA, which also has that same title. Of course, Albrecht, which has 7 facilities around the world. A family steel company founded back in 1924. So the history has been recorded in your magazine. But you have a lot of history too, Tarn, here in the town of Wallingford. Your roots go very deep here in Wallingford, and you were a longtime business owner.
Yes. My family heritage in Wallingford goes back to 1890, when my great-grandfather moved to Wallingford with his children, and they came from Morris Cove in New Haven, where they had lived for some years. And my grandfather, in the early 1900s, opened a hardware store on Center Street in the building that's now where Tata's restaurant is. Some years later, maybe 20 years later, he sold it to Bernie York, and it became York Hardware, which was the hardware store in Wallingford for at least 30 years. And then Bernie eventually moved on. But so in 1948, my father's brother, Paul, who had just graduated from Yale University, opened a television store, Paul's TV, on Center Street, in the building where Words on Wood is now. And it was the first television store in Connecticut. And he thrived and did really well. And my father was a little involved with him, but my father was the accountant at Wallace Silversmiths. And that's where he met my mother. So, you know, talk about roots. And then in 1953, my mother's grandfather died and left her some money. So she and my dad bought the old Strand furniture that was on the corner of North Orchard and Center Street. And my father just left the same marquee up, took the word theater off it, and put up furniture. And did a lot of renovations inside and opened the furniture store. Because a friend of his had said to him a couple months previously, "You know, it's a great business to be in." And my father said, "No, what?" He said, "Furniture. You can buy a couch for $100 and sell it for $200. I was sitting at the bar across the street from the theater. Oh, that's where my career started, was Strand Furniture. And so sadly, in 1963, that store burned down. The fire started in the business next door to it. And so we lost that building and moved up to the Colony Plaza, which is now the Staples Plaza. And I was working for him during my college years and kept working for him and helped him expand it from a 5,000 square foot store in that plaza to a 50,000 square foot store and warehouse. We occupied the entire upper half of that plaza, and until he retired in 1979. And we closed his business out. I opened a new business. I built a store across the street behind that shopping plaza on South Broad Street. And that was Strand Wayside. And I thrived and did really, really well there until Black Monday in 1987, which changed everything. And I spent the next 7 years trying to survive, and then eventually had to close the store.
It's remarkable when you think about that entire history and everything that you've discussed. And that meant you stayed here. You are Wallingford, and you have invested in Wallingford, and your family has put deep roots into Wallingford. And now here you are with Wallingford Magazine. Well, the Chamber of Commerce is within the Masonic Temple building here at 50 North Main Street in Wallingford. And we're right in the heart, in the center of this North Main Street, Center Street town. as you have been for many years. And there are a lot of businesses and organizations who would like to promote themselves in Wallingford, who are heart and center of our community. How would they go about doing that? If they wanted to contact you to get involved in advertising possibilities, promotion, how can they engage with Wallingford Magazine?
Well, page 2 or 3 in the magazine has all my contact information there. And I respond to everybody. Some people send their messages to Roger Dietz, who's the publisher and owner of the company. And I don't know if, I don't think I told you the story of how I got into the magazine business. After my furniture store had closed down and I went out into the world and I did a lot of different things. And things came my way. I always loved to read. My mother read every book that was ever worth reading. And I have her journal with all of those books listed in it. And so I got into poetry and I found a video of Wallingford in 1938 in my father's attic when we were closing his house out to move to assisted living. And it was a video, 30-minute video of everybody who was anybody in the town of Wallingford. And Sonia Henie was in it.
Ah.
And yeah, she was visiting somebody at Choate. They had a parade for her on North Main Street. She was called the Movie Queen. And that was so interesting. And I had it set to music. I had a professional person set it music of the period because there was no sound on the video. And it came out so great. And I presented it at the library, at the senior center, at Ashlar, and several places around town. And everyone loved it. And a year later, somebody from the library came to me and asked me if I would do it again at the library. Usually when I did the programs, 30 or 40 people would show up. Well, this time, yes, I would do it. And this time, 300 people showed up at the Wallingford Public Library. And so I got noticed online by Arcadia Publishing. They're out of South Carolina. And they asked me to write a book about the people of Wallingford, history of people of Wallingford. And I did that, and it was called Legendary Locals of Wallingford. And I brought that out in about 2015. I did book signings all over town and just had a really great time with it. Again, a lot of things at the library. And then I was all done with that. I said, okay, I love to read. I love to write. Now what? Maybe I just start a magazine. Okay, a week later, I was at a Chamber of Commerce meeting. And there's Roger Dietz standing there with the first Wallingford magazine. I said, oh, okay, I'll be your editor and ad salesman. He said, okay. So it landed in my lap like that. It was so perfect, serendipitous. And I was also, right around that same time, I was chosen to be the first poet laureate of Wallingford. So I'm all about words these days. I'm a real word guy.
Well, obviously, those words mean a lot. The pictures, everything else that you've edited in Wallingford Magazine continues. You can see it all around town, 18,000 subscribers in the community that receive it, advertising possibilities, and also story ideas, and a continuing commitment to Wallingford. Taryn Granusi, Wallingford Magazine, thank you for being on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast in this edition.
Thank you for including me in this program. Thank you so much.